Is there anyone who wishes to speak in opposition to the bill?
Senator Johnson, Representative Kamiga, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. My name is Deirdre Gilbert. I'm the Director of State Marine Policy at the Department of Marine Resources and testifying on behalf of the Department in opposition to LD 898. The Department's opposition to the bill stems from the breadth of its application and the lack of resources to enforce it, but the Department does not object to the underlying intent to inform consumers. First, we are concerned that the statutory definition of genetically engineered referenced in this bill is broad enough that it could implicate induced triplet E technology used in the aquaculture of oysters and have an adverse impact on the market for these products. Obviously, Representative Chapman spoke to that issue and his thoughts with regard to that. I had thought perhaps that Sebastian Bell from Maine Aquaculture Association might be here today to speak, and obviously he did submit written testimony. It seems like it remains basically a question at this point in time, but that was our question as well. Secondly, the labeling requirement would cover products from the wholesale level to those sold at small retail establishments and restaurants. The retail and restaurant sectors are vast, and DMR is concerned that the bill would require significant resources to monitor and enforce statewide. In addition, and perhaps more significantly, the department lacks the resources and the expertise to evaluate whether or not a product was genetically engineered. In my conversations with Patrol, that was largely their question was, how would they know, essentially? How would they know that a labeling requirement was not met, particularly when these products are offered to the consumer for consumption on site, how they would be able to know that there was an infraction in place? So that's the remaining question that the department has, how we would go about the enforcement. So thank you for your consideration. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you.
Sure.
Of course, anyone on enforcement duty at the restaurants might have a little better than being out in the watching for elvers in the dark of night.